The Stoics believe that strength is not the absence of weakness, but the will to persist in the face of it. Yet today, many believe that to acknowledge weakness is to admit defeat, leading us to hide our struggles behind a mask of perfection. But in doing so, we overlook a fundamental truth, that to truly grow strong, one must first recognize and accept their shortcomings. That's why for the Stoics, admitting weakness was the first step towards building strength. Because only by confronting and understanding our weaknesses can we devise strategies to transform them into strengths, making a man not merely appear strong, but truly formidable. It is a rough road that leads to the heights of greatness. At the heart of Stoic philosophy is the understanding that adversity isn't just an obstacle to be endured, but a vital component for greatness of character. Because without the resistance of hardships, there can be no test of our character. Just as a muscle grows stronger through resistance of weight, so too does the resistance of adversity strengthen qualities such as courage, resilience, and discipline within us. Thus, it's our response to suffering that reveals our inner greatness. Therefore, today's Stoic rule is one to remember. This is the hallmark of a strong mind: to turn obstacles into opportunities for virtue. Lesson 1. Embracing the fortress within. What does it mean to build your inner fortress, and how can this concept change your life? The Stoics often spoke of the inner citadel, a mental fortress that protects us from life's chaos. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher emperor, emphasized the importance of developing a strong inner citadel to weather the storms of existence. He taught that by fortifying our minds, we could remain unaffected by external disturbances. Imagine a fortress so robust that no external force could disrupt its peace. This is the mental resilience that Stoicism aims to develop. The Stoics believe that cultivating a disciplined mind leads to emotional and psychological strength. By practicing Stoic principles, you learn to detach from the trivial upsets of daily life and focus on what truly matters: your character and virtue. Building this fortress begins with self-awareness. By understanding your thoughts and emotions, you recognize which are constructive and which are disruptive. This self-knowledge empowers you to fortify your mental defenses against negative influences. How can you start building this inner fortress today? Begin by observing your reactions to small irritations. Do you get easily upset or remain calm? Each time you choose a calm response, you lay a brick in your fortress. Over time, these choices become a sturdy wall of resilience. Another key to building your inner citadel is through daily reflection. End each day by reviewing your actions and thoughts. Ask yourself, did I live up to my ideals? What can I do better tomorrow? This practice not only reinforces your mental defenses, but also cultivates a deeper understanding of your personal virtues and flaws. Start a journal where you record your daily experiences and emotional responses. Each evening, reflect on moments when you could have reacted better and write down how you might improve. Over time, this journal will become a map of your progress in building your inner fortress. By mastering the ability to remain internally calm and composed, you develop a resilience that few can claim. This inner fortress is not built overnight, but through consistent practice and reflection. As you develop this strength, you'll find that fewer events can shake you, and you'll approach life's challenges with a serene confidence. This lesson is just the beginning. As we continue, each principle will build upon the last, equipping you with a robust set of tools to enhance your mental resilience and live a life of purpose and calm. Remember, the strength you seek is not out in the world, it resides within you. It's time to start building. Lesson 2. The power of perceptual control. How often do you consider the way you perceive the world around you, and how might altering this perception change your life? The Stoics taught that our perceptions shape our reality. This concept is crucial for developing tough Stoic strength, as it empowers us to control our internal responses regardless of external circumstances. Marcus Aurelius once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. By understanding that our reactions are products of our perceptions, we open the door to cultivating a mindset that can withstand any adversity. This lesson focuses on the Stoic practice of perceptual control. It's not about denying or ignoring the difficulties we face, but about choosing to view them through a lens that promotes resilience and growth. For example, seeing a setback as an opportunity to learn and adapt, rather than as a failure. This shift in perception doesn't just reduce stress, it enhances our ability to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and determination. How can you begin to exercise more control over your perceptions today? Start by becoming more mindful of your immediate reactions to events and situations. Ask yourself, is there another way to view this? Often, you'll find that a slight shift in perspective can dramatically change your emotional response. This practice of questioning and adjusting your perceptions builds mental flexibility, allowing you to choose more empowering interpretations of the events in your life. Implementing this shift requires consistent effort. Each day, take a moment to reflect on a situation that didn't go as planned and consciously reframe it. Did you miss a deadline? Instead of berating yourself, consider what you learned about time management and how you can apply this knowledge moving forward. Keep a journal dedicated to reframing perceptions. Each day, write down one negative experience and list three ways it can be viewed positively or as a learning opportunity. This exercise will train your mind to automatically seek constructive angles, enhancing your stoic strength. Our perceptions influence our feelings and actions more than any external event can. By mastering the skill of perceptual control, you ensure that your internal state is dictated by wisdom and reason, not by fleeting emotions. This mastery leads to a life of tranquility and effectiveness, characteristics epitomized by the Stoic ideal. Moreover, perceptual control helps us maintain our focus on what truly matters, our virtues and actions. When we view challenges as tests of our character, we transform potential obstacles into opportunities for personal development and virtuous action. This alignment with Stoic principles not only builds mental resilience but also enriches our lives with a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment. By learning to interpret life's challenges through a Stoic lens, we equip ourselves with the tools to remain unshaken by external circumstances. This skill enhances our resilience, ensuring that we respond to life not with reactive emotion, but with deliberate, rational thought. Continue to practice perceptual control and watch as your life transforms into one of greater calm, strength, and satisfaction. Lesson 3. The discipline of desire. How does controlling our desires contribute to tough Stoic strength, and what might happen if we fail to manage them effectively? Stoic philosophy teaches that the discipline of desire is crucial for inner strength and tranquility. Our desires, when left unchecked, can lead us astray from our values and virtues. Epictetus, a revered Stoic philosopher, emphasized that freedom comes from controlling what we desire and what we avoid. By mastering our desires, we align our actions with reason rather than impulse, fortifying ourselves against the whims of fortune and the turmoil of emotions. This control does not mean suppression or denial, but understanding and managing desires in harmony with our true needs and ethical principles. The Stoics believed that uncontrolled desires could enslave us, making us dependent on external circumstances for happiness. For example, if your happiness hinges on material wealth or approval from others, you become vulnerable to fluctuations in these external factors. This vulnerability can lead to a life filled with anxiety and disappointment. Conversely, by desiring less and focusing on what truly matters, virtue and wisdom, you maintain your autonomy and inner peace, regardless of external changes. What steps can you take today to start mastering your desires? Begin by identifying your most persistent desires and evaluate whether they contribute positively to your life. Are these desires in line with your core values, or do they pull you away from them? This reflection is the first step toward gaining control over them. Next, practice moderation by setting limits on indulgences and unnecessary luxuries. Gradually, you will notice that your satisfaction does not decrease with less indulgence. Rather, it often increases as you gain more control over your life. Implement mindfulness practices to become more aware of impulsive desires as they arise. When you feel a strong urge, pause and reflect on its source and long-term benefits. This pause can help you make decisions based on reason rather than immediate gratification. By regularly practicing this reflection, you strengthen your ability to resist harmful desires and to embrace those that align with your stoic pursuit of virtue. Create a desire map that lists your common desires. Next to each, write down potential outcomes and whether these align with your stoic values. Review this map weekly to monitor your progress and make adjustments as needed. This tool will serve as a visual reminder of your priorities and help you focus on what truly enriches your life. Why is the discipline of desire fundamental to stoic strength? Desires dictate much of our behavior. When we allow them to control us, we react to life circumstances with less rationality and more emotion, which can lead to decisions that we later regret. By disciplining our desires, we ensure that our actions are guided by our values and rational thought, not by fleeting feelings or external pressures. This alignment with Stoic principles not only builds resilience, but also leads to a more content and meaningful life. Furthermore, the discipline of desire helps us appreciate what we already have, fostering a sense of gratitude and contentment. This appreciation is key to experiencing joy in life without constant craving for more. It also allows us to face life's inevitable losses and disappointments with grace and fortitude, knowing that our happiness does not depend on external circumstances, but on our internal state and choices. By aligning our desires with our values, practicing moderation, and embracing mindfulness, we prepare ourselves to live a life dictated not by external forces, but by our own reasoned choices. Continue to refine your discipline of desire and watch as your life transforms into a more stable, fulfilling, and resilient existence, true to the teachings of the Stoics. Lesson 4. Cultivating Stoic Endurance. How does endurance become a pivotal aspect of tough Stoic strength, and what does it truly mean to endure? Endurance, in the Stoic sense, is not merely about bearing hardships, but transforming them into tools for personal growth. It involves the acceptance of life's inevitable challenges without complaint, using them as opportunities to practice virtues such as patience, resilience, and fortitude. The Stoics viewed endurance as a form of mental training that strengthens the spirit, much like physical exercise strengthens the body. By embracing rather than avoiding difficulties, we learn to remain calm and rational under pressure, honing our ability to cope with whatever life throws our way. This lesson will explore how developing Stoic endurance can fortify your mental resilience and transform your approach to life's adversities. Just as a seasoned sailor becomes adept at navigating stormy seas, a person skilled in Stoic endurance learns to navigate the tumultuous waters of life with composure and determination. Each challenge faced with stoicism and resilience adds to our mental fortitude, preparing us for future obstacles with increased confidence and capability. What steps can you take to enhance your endurance today? Begin by identifying situations that typically challenge your patience or resilience. Approach these situations as exercises in endurance, setting an intention to remain calm and measured regardless of the outcome. Reflect on past experiences where you successfully endured hardship. What strategies helped you through? Reapplying these methods consciously will strengthen your endurance muscle. It's also beneficial to gradually expose yourself to uncomfortable situations that are manageable. This controlled exposure is akin to training in a gym, where you increase your capacity through consistent effort. Over time, your threshold for stress and discomfort will rise, making you more adept at handling severe challenges when they arise. Create a journal where you record daily or weekly challenges and your responses to them. Note not only the challenges themselves, but also your thoughts, emotions, and the outcomes of your actions. This practice will help you see patterns in your resilience and identify areas for improvement. It also serves as a record of your growth and endurance, encouraging you through tangible evidence of your progress. Endurance is fundamental because it directly impacts how we experience and react to life's pressures. Without it, minor setbacks can easily overwhelm us, leading to stress and unhappiness. With it, we view each challenge as a stepping stone to greater personal development. Stoic endurance allows us to maintain our composure and clarity of mind, even in adverse conditions, ensuring that our decisions are always aligned with our values and long-term goals. Moreover, endurance fosters a profound inner strength that is not easily shaken by external changes. It enhances our ability to remain steadfast in our principles and consistent in our actions, regardless of the circumstances. This consistency is at the heart of Stoic philosophy, which prizes rationality and control over one's own mind and reactions. By practicing the strategies discussed and maintaining a reflective approach to our experiences, we can transform our endurance from a mere capacity to endure into a proactive tool for personal and philosophical growth. As you continue to develop your Stoic endurance, remember that each challenge is not just an obstacle to overcome, but an opportunity to reinforce and demonstrate your tough Stoic strength. Lesson 5. Mastering the Art of Acceptance. How does acceptance play a crucial role in developing tough Stoic strength? And what does it mean to truly accept? In Stoic philosophy, acceptance is not a passive resignation, but an active acknowledgement of the nature of things. It involves recognizing what is within our control and what is not, and embracing both with equanimity. The Stoics teach that by accepting the inevitability of certain outcomes and the natural flow of events, we can avoid unnecessary distress and focus our energy on our responses, which are within our control. This principle is central to maintaining inner peace and resilience in the face of life's uncertainties. Acceptance allows us to detach from the outcomes we cannot influence, freeing us from the frustration and disappointment that come from unmet expectations. By focusing on our actions and attitudes instead of external results, we cultivate a form of mental toughness that is impervious to the ups and downs of life. This mastery over our internal state is what defines tough Stoic strength. What steps can you begin to take to practice Stoic acceptance in your daily life? Start by identifying areas of your life where resistance is prevalent. Notice when you feel anger, frustration, or disappointment due to things not going as planned. Reflect on these emotions and ask yourself whether the source of distress is something within your control. If it isn't, work on consciously letting go of your resistance and moving towards acceptance. This process might involve changing how you frame your thoughts about uncontrollable events. Instead of thinking, "This shouldn't happen to me," consider thinking, "This has happened. How can I respond constructively?" Such reframing is a powerful tool in the Stoic arsenal, helping to transform potential emotional turmoil into an opportunity for personal growth and empowerment. Incorporate a 5-minute daily meditation focused on acceptance into your routine. During this meditation, bring to mind one thing that you cannot change and mentally practice accepting it. This could be something as simple as the weather, a traffic jam, or a canceled meeting. Use this time to reinforce the idea that some things are beyond your control and that accepting them can free you from unnecessary stress. Acceptance is essential because it directly impacts how we handle adversity. Without acceptance, every setback can seem like an unbearable affront to our desires and expectations. With acceptance, each challenge becomes less of a personal attack and more of a fact of life to be dealt with. This shift in perspective is crucial for maintaining emotional and psychological stability. Furthermore, acceptance helps us conserve our mental energy. By not wasting effort on resisting what cannot be changed, we have more resources to devote to what we can influence. This efficient use of energy not only makes us more effective in our actions, but also contributes to a deeper sense of fulfillment and serenity. Acceptance teaches us to endure life's trials with grace, focusing our efforts where they count, and maintaining peace within the chaos of existence. As you continue to practice acceptance, remember that it is a key component of tough Stoic strength, enabling you to navigate life's uncertainties with poise and confidence. Lesson 6. Harnessing the Power of Rational Response. How can rational responses cultivate tough Stoic strength, and what distinguishes a rational response from a reactive one? In Stoic philosophy, the power of rational response is considered a cornerstone of mental fortitude. A rational response is a thoughtful, deliberate reaction that aligns with reason and virtue, rather than being driven by impulsive emotions. The Stoics advocate for responding to life's challenges with a clear, composed mind, ensuring that our decisions and actions contribute positively to our well-being and ethical development. By mastering rational responses, we can navigate life's unpredictability with wisdom and maintain a state of inner peace regardless of external circumstances. Rational responses require us to pause and reflect before acting, allowing us to assess situations objectively and decide the best course of action based on logic and principles rather than on fleeting feelings. This approach reduces the likelihood of regrets and enhances our personal growth by consistently aligning our actions with our values. It also strengthens our resilience, as we are not easily swayed by external pressures or emotional turbulence. What practical steps can you take to begin cultivating more rational responses in your daily interactions and decisions? Begin by becoming more aware of your initial emotional reactions to events or statements. When you notice strong emotions, make a conscious effort to pause and reflect. Ask yourself why you are feeling this way and whether your initial impulse aligns with your long-term goals and values. This moment of pause is crucial. It provides the space necessary to shift from a reactive stance to a more considered, rational one. Practice this technique in low-stakes situations to build your skill. For example, if you feel irritated in traffic, use that moment to practice pausing and reframing your reaction. Instead of succumbing to anger, remind yourself that traffic is outside of your control, and that getting angry won't clear the roads but will only disturb your peace. Keep a journal dedicated to rational reflection. Each day, write about one situation where you felt a strong emotional reaction and detail how you handled it. Reflect on whether your response was rational or reactive, and consider how you might handle a similar situation more rationally in the future. Over time, this journal will not only help you track your progress, but also solidify your ability to respond to situations with rationality. Rational responses are essential because they allow us to maintain control over our lives and emotions. By choosing how we react to external events, we exercise our freedom to live according to our principles. This control is empowering and is a key aspect of Stoic resilience. It prevents external circumstances from dictating our happiness and success, placing the power firmly within our own hands. Moreover, rational responses help build trust and respect from others. When people see that we react thoughtfully and consistently, even in difficult situations, they are more likely to view us as reliable and wise. This can enhance our relationships and increase our influence, allowing us to make a positive impact on our surroundings. By practicing the techniques discussed, you will strengthen your ability to maintain composure, make decisions that align with your deepest values, and ultimately live a more fulfilling and controlled life. As you continue to develop your rational responses, you will find that you not only become tougher in the face of adversity, but also more adept at navigating the complexities of human emotions and relationships. Lesson 7. The Stoic Art of Perspective Shifting. How can changing our perspective influence our Stoic strength? And why is perspective so powerful in Stoicism? In Stoic philosophy, the art of perspective shifting is pivotal in cultivating resilience and inner strength. This practice involves consciously altering our viewpoints on situations to align more closely with reality and our Stoic virtues. Perspective shifting helps us detach from narrow, subjective interpretations and embrace a broader, more objective understanding of our circumstances. The Stoics believe that by changing our perspective, we can change our emotional responses, leading to more rational behaviors and decisions. This ability not only fortifies us against adversity, but also deepens our appreciation for life's complexities. By adopting a Stoic perspective, we recognize that many of life's difficulties are not inherently distressing, but become so through our interpretation. For instance, being stuck in traffic is not upsetting by itself. Our frustration stems from the perspective that we should not be delayed. When we shift this perspective to view the delay as an opportunity to listen to music, think, or relax, the situation becomes more bearable, even beneficial. What steps can you take today to practice perspective shifting in your everyday challenges? Start by acknowledging that your initial perspective is just one way of viewing a situation. Challenge yourself to identify at least two other ways to interpret the same circumstances. This exercise can open your mind to alternative possibilities and reduce the emotional charge of negative events. Regular practice of this skill can make perspective shifting a natural part of your thought process, enhancing your Stoic strength. Another useful method is to imagine how a person you admire for their wisdom and composure would view your situation. This role model technique places you outside your personal biases and can provide surprising insights into more rational ways of thinking about your problems. By habitually asking yourself, "What would Marcus Aurelius think about this situation?" you can begin to internalize a more stoic viewpoint. Create a perspective playbook, where you document challenging situations and list various perspectives from which you could view them. For each situation, describe how each perspective changes your emotional response and the potential actions you might take. Review and update this playbook regularly to reinforce the habit of perspective shifting and track the effectiveness of different viewpoints in managing your reactions. Mastering perspective shifting is essential because it directly affects our emotional well-being and decision-making. By choosing to view situations from a more objective or positive perspective, we significantly reduce the likelihood of experiencing overwhelming negative emotions. This control over our emotional state is a key element of Stoic strength, allowing us to remain calm and effective under pressure. Moreover, perspective shifting can dramatically improve our interactions with others. By understanding and empathizing with different viewpoints, we become better communicators and more compassionate individuals. These social benefits further enhance our personal and professional relationships, contributing to a well-rounded and fulfilling life. By practicing the methods discussed, such as challenging initial perceptions and using the role model technique, you will develop a robust capacity to handle life's ups and downs with grace. As you continue to refine your perspective shifting skills, remember that each shift not only helps you cope with the present, but also builds the foundation for a more thoughtful, peaceful, and resilient future. Lesson 8, the virtue of self-control. How does self-control contribute to tough Stoic strength, and why is it considered a fundamental virtue in Stoicism? Self-control is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, deeply intertwined with the concept of inner strength and resilience. It involves the deliberate regulation of one's impulses, desires, and emotions to align with reason and virtue. Stoics believe that self-control is essential because it allows us to act consistently with our principles, regardless of external pressures or internal urges. This discipline ensures that we are not swayed by momentary passions or fleeting desires, enabling us to make decisions that contribute to our long-term well-being and moral integrity. Practicing self-control helps us maintain equilibrium in the face of life's challenges and temptations. It prevents us from reacting impulsively to negative stimuli, such as anger or provocation, thereby safeguarding our peace of mind and ethical stance. This control over our responses is what defines tough Stoic strength, as it reflects a mastery over the self that few achieve but many aspire to. What practical steps can you take to strengthen your self-control starting today? Begin by identifying the areas in your life where impulses tend to override your rational decisions. Common areas include responses to stress, handling of finances, dietary habits, and emotional reactions during conflicts. Once these areas are identified, set clear goals for how you want to manage them more effectively. Implement small, manageable changes to your behavior, and gradually challenge yourself to handle bigger temptations or pressures. One effective method to enhance self-control is to practice delayed gratification. Start with something small, like waiting a few extra minutes before eating a snack, or pausing to count to 10 before responding in a heated discussion. As you practice delaying gratification, you'll strengthen your ability to control impulses across all areas of your life. Create a daily log where you record instances of successful self-control, as well as moments when you gave in to impulses. Analyze what triggered the loss of control and think about strategies to improve your response in the future. This log will not only help you track your progress, but also make you more aware of the context and emotions that challenge your self-control. Self-control is fundamental because it empowers us to live in accordance with our values, making choices that are not dictated by external circumstances but by internal convictions. This alignment with Stoic virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation leads to a fulfilling and honorable life. Moreover, self-control contributes to mental toughness by allowing us to remain composed and focused even in adverse situations. Furthermore, the practice of self-control enhances our freedom. Stoics argue that true freedom comes from being master of oneself. When we can control our reactions and direct our actions consciously, we are not slaves to our instincts or societal pressures. This mastery over oneself is the ultimate expression of freedom and a key component of Stoic strength. By applying the techniques discussed, such as setting clear behavioral goals and maintaining a self-control log, you will develop a stronger, more disciplined character. As you continue to improve your self-control, remember that each act of restraint is not just a personal victory, but a step towards living a more virtuous and meaningful Stoic life. Lesson 9. Embracing amor fati, loving one's fate. How does the Stoic concept of amor fati contribute to tough Stoic strength, and why is it vital to embrace one's fate? Amor fati, which translates to love of fate, is a profound Stoic principle that encourages acceptance and affection for everything that happens in life, including suffering and loss. This concept is not about passive resignation, but an enthusiastic acceptance, seeing every event, no matter how challenging, as something to be embraced rather than fought against. By loving our fate, we align ourselves with the natural order and reason of the universe, acknowledging that everything that occurs is necessary and contributes to our growth. This acceptance allows us to withstand adversity with grace and see obstacles as opportunities, enhancing our resilience and inner strength. Stoics believe that amor fati is the ultimate form of strength because it combines acceptance with proactive enthusiasm. It transforms potential burdens into blessings, shifting our perspective from one of victimhood to one of empowerment. This shift is crucial for developing tough Stoic strength as it allows us to maintain our composure and dignity in the face of life's inevitable difficulties. What steps can you take to start practicing amor fati in your daily experiences? Begin by reflecting on your past and identifying instances where what seemed like a misfortune at the time turned out to be beneficial. Recognizing how challenges have contributed to your development can help you reframe your attitude toward current and future difficulties. Each morning, set an intention to find value in whatever the day brings, especially the challenges. This daily practice prepares your mind to approach adversity with a positive attitude. Additionally, practice gratitude regularly. By focusing on what you are thankful for, you naturally cultivate a more positive outlook, which is essential for loving your fate. Each challenge or setback is an opportunity to practice gratitude for the lessons it teaches, rather than focusing on what you have lost or what has gone wrong. Keep an amor fati journal, where you document daily events, both good and bad, and write down how each could be seen as beneficial. This journaling practice will help you develop the habit of viewing your life through the lens of amor fati, training your mind to love your fate actively, rather than merely accepting it. Amor fati is essential because it enables us to endure life's hardships with a sense of purpose and joy. Instead of resisting or lamenting the challenges we face, we learn to love them, recognizing that they are necessary for our growth and improvement. This love and acceptance reduce mental suffering and provide a profound sense of peace, even in turbulent times. Furthermore, amor fati enhances our resilience by fostering an attitude of strength and flexibility. When we embrace our fate, we adapt more easily to changing circumstances and are better prepared to take constructive action in any situation. This flexibility is a key component of Stoic strength, allowing us to navigate life's uncertainties with confidence and ease. By implementing practices such as daily intention setting, gratitude, and maintaining an amor fati journal, you will cultivate a mindset that not only accepts but rejoices in whatever life throws your way. Continue to nurture this love for your fate, and you will discover that your Stoic strength is not just about enduring, but about thriving in the face of adversity. Lesson 10. The Stoic commitment to continuous improvement. How does the Stoic principle of continuous improvement forge tough Stoic strength, and what does this practice entail? Continuous improvement, or the Stoic practice of self-refinement, is a fundamental aspect of developing tough Stoic strength. This principle is rooted in the belief that one should always strive to be better today than they were yesterday. It involves a constant evaluation of one's thoughts, actions, and reactions to ensure they align with Stoic virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. By committing to continuous improvement, Stoics not only enhance their own character and capabilities, but also their ability to handle life's challenges effectively. This ongoing process is not about striving for perfection, but about making consistent, incremental progress in one's personal and philosophical development. This practice requires a deep level of self-awareness and honesty. Stoics must regularly assess their strengths and weaknesses, acknowledging areas where improvement is needed without succumbing to self-criticism. This balanced approach encourages growth while maintaining self-compassion, which is crucial for long-term sustainability in any personal development endeavor. What steps can you take to integrate the practice of continuous improvement into your daily life? Begin by setting clear, achievable goals related to your Stoic practice. These might include improving your ability to remain calm under stress, being more equitable in your dealings with others, or dedicating time to study Stoic texts and principles. Regular self-assessment is crucial. At the end of each day, reflect on your actions and decisions to identify how they could have been more aligned with Stoic virtues. Another effective method is to seek feedback from trusted friends or mentors who understand your commitment to Stoicism. Their external perspectives can provide invaluable insights that might be difficult to see from your own viewpoint. Additionally, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Each difficulty encountered is a chance to practice and refine your Stoic skills. Create a Stoic improvement chart where you track specific virtues and rate your daily performance in each area. This visual aid will help you identify trends over time, showing where you have improved and where further attention is needed. Update this chart at the end of each day, reflecting honestly on your successes and challenges. The commitment to continuous improvement is essential because it ensures that Stoicism is a living practice, not just a theoretical one. By continually refining our character and capabilities, we become more resilient and effective in dealing with whatever life throws our way. This dynamic approach to personal development keeps us engaged and motivated, preventing stagnation. Moreover, continuous improvement fosters a proactive rather than reactive approach to personal development. Instead of waiting for problems to arise, Stoics actively work on themselves, which better prepares them to handle adversities. This proactive stance significantly contributes to mental toughness and emotional resilience. By integrating continuous improvement into your daily routine, tracking your progress, and embracing a lifestyle of self-refinement, you reinforce your commitment to living a virtuous and resilient life. As you continue to grow and refine your Stoic practice, remember that each step forward, no matter how small, is a victory in the path toward becoming a wiser, more just, and more courageous individual.